During tomorrow's meeting at the White House, Afghanistan's leader Hamid Karzai is expected to press for more U.S. aid to his country. But he told an audience at the Brookings Institution today that money alone won't do the trick.
Money can't buy you love, as you say it in America, no matter how much it is. And force won't buy you obedience, no matter how much it is. Therefore, we have to sit down and think of how we, in cooperation with each other, go forward towards a common objective.
One issue that Hamid Karzai has often raised with the United States is the civilian deaths that result from American airstrikes. Today, there were two more. The U.S. says it's investigating reports of heavy civilian casualties as the result of fighting in western Afghanistan. Former reporter Sarah Chase advises the commander of NATO's International Security Assistance Force. She has lived in Afghanistan since 2001, and she says Afghans are weary of war and angry at the warriors.
I think there's definitely a rising frustration on the part of the Afghan population, not just with cases of, you know, wrongful death of civilians caused by the international military forces, but especially by the behavior toward the Afghan population of government officials that we are seen as supporting. There's also a real understanding on the part of the Afghan population that the folks doing most of the killing of innocent civilians are the Taliban. It's that they don't feel safe to express that, because they can express anger or concern about civilian casualties caused by the international coalition without fearing physical backlash.
Well, interesting to note right now what's happening in terms of the presidency of Hamid Karzai and the reputation surrounding a man who he has chosen as his chief vice presidential running mate. There are apparently two vice presidents there. He would be the lead vice president if Karzai gets reelected in August. This man is Mohammed Qasim Fahim, and he has, as we said, quite a reputation. Apparently, it did not stop Hamid Karzai from tapping him for this job. Can you tell us about this man and about how this choice by Hamid Karzai reflects what's happening within the government of Afghanistan?
As you suggest, this is a gentleman with a really terrible reputation inside Afghanistan. There was a very serious period of basically civil war after the withdrawal of the Soviet Union in 1989 and until the arrival of the Taliban in 1994, and which really caused people to accept the arrival of the Taliban. And this guy, Fahim, was really responsible for a lot of it, for leveling whole neighborhoods in Kabul. And so for President Karzai to tap him as a vice presidential candidate is really almost an insult to the desires of the Afghan population for a new departure. And what I actually think President Karzai is doing is playing politics very adroitly. There's an opposition candidate that Marshal Fahim might have put his weight behind, who would therefore have had a lot of support. And what Karzai is trying to do is basically short-circuit that possibility by bringing Fahim over. And then what he's likely to do is turn around and tell Fahim, you know what, the West really wouldn't let me do it, wouldn't let me name you. So he's trying to gain points with both constituencies at the same time.
And how many points right now does President Karzai have in terms of Washington's outlook? He's meeting with President Obama tomorrow. Karzai was once a favorite of Washington during the Bush administration. What's his status right now?
I think there's a real understanding that the relationship with President Karzai or whoever takes this upcoming election has to be a little bit different, and that the Afghan people are the prize here, and they have really been suffering under some of the ways that Afghan government officials have been behaving. And I think there is a sense in Washington that we've got to come to grips with that. We've got to grapple with it. We've got to change our own ways of contracting, our own ways of interacting with Afghan government officials to try to influence them to be a little bit more responsive to the needs of their own people.
We're hearing from members of the Taliban that, number one, in Afghanistan, they want the United States out. They want American forces out, and that they expect that they are ultimately going to be victorious in terms of running Afghanistan once again. To what extent do the people who you're advising believe that the Taliban has a real chance at being victorious in Afghanistan?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. I mean, they are actually a very weak and scattered force. Really, the problem is that There hasn't been a positive draw for the Afghan population, and I think that's the direction we'll be looking at, is, you know, how do we turn the government and what it provides to its people into something that the people are happy to live under, and then the Afghan population can defend themselves from the Taliban. I mean, it's nothing like the Mujahideen who were fighting against the Soviet Union in the 1980s.
Sarah Chase, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Former reporter Sarah Chase advises the commander of NATO's International Security Assistance Force. She also runs the Argonne Cooperative in Kandahar.